Now listen, I feel like I've done the interview already. Baz Ashmawi is in the house, everybody.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm clapping myself.
Yeah, come on, come
ego.
On. You know how
it's all about ego.
You know what? You know what? As you well know, when people listen, they it sounds like there's 100 people in the room.
Yeah,
and there is. They're all sitting in the corner. You're now on the couch.
People out there, very exciting.
It's the team.
There is a team feel.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
It.
Everyone's clapping. Yeah. Woo! Those
woo!
Guys are great. Baz, you're brand new. I have notes in front of you, but yeah. I don't even have to look at them.
Yeah.
Brand new TV. You're flying. You're flying the flag over in the UK for Ireland, and you've got a hit TV show. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's all like honestly, it's just about me, ma. That's all anyone says to me. I love your mammy. I love your mammy. I love your mammy. She's gone superstar. She's just brilliant, and she deserves all of it, to be honest. She's amazing.
Like, how old is your mammy?
She's 71. So she did the highest skydive in the world on her 71st birthday. And that was how it all began. It all started from us having a conversation over a cup of tea about she wanted to do a skydive. And me, like a lunatic, looked into it and thought, well, why not? If she wants to do it, why not do it with me? And then the name came, which a lot of people were like, that's a terrible name for a TV show.
Really? I love that.
I love it.
As soon as I heard it, I went, that's a great name.
But a lot of people, I think they might have got the wrong idea about what the show is about. Because really, it's going on this bucket list around the world. But it's a story of a very brave and inspiring older woman and her son. And it's Irish, and it's that.
But there's something very special you just said there, which I didn't realise till you came in today. Mm. That actually, before you were coming up with TV shows in your own head, and your mom came to you, nothing to do with TV, and said, "I want to do skydive."
Absolutely, it was completely off the chart. No, I was just having a break with her, and she mentioned it to me, and I just thought, because I've done it, and I did it with How Low, where we just went around, we parted, but it was kind of real relationships I had with Mark and Michael, and that's what people related to, and I just thought, in our house, my ma is a comedian. Not like sometimes we all laugh at her, sometimes intentionally, and sometimes she's just funny.
Yeah.
But if I thought if we could translate that and keep her like she is in reality,
If you can capture that on camera,
it'd be great. But you see, the thing is, a lot of people would on camera they try to be who they think the viewer wants them to be, and she turned into Mrs. Bouquet or someone, and it would all go downhill. But yeah, she was great, you know.
And the skydive, was that? Did you do that separately on as part of a bit of a an example to send to Sky? Or?
No, I made when we came up with the idea originally. I went off with my mum for a half day. I took her to the international bar in town. We had a pint and a funny conversation. I took her to a tattoo parlor in Dublin. I won't tell you what we did there. And I took her to a shock. Gun club up in Wicklow.
Right.
I took her to Zulu Tattoo, and I took her to a shotgun club up in Hilltop Shotgun Club or Shooting Club, and we cut it into a little taster, and we sent it to Sky, and Sky just loved it. They were just like, right, let's make it.
So tell us now, for people who haven't seen it, what exactly have you done? Like, what type of stuff have you put on your mommy?
It's everything. Like, some of it's extreme. So there's whitewater rafting, there's elephant trekking, there's skydives, roller coasters, ladyboy shows in Thailand. I made her better pension in Vegas.
Oh, tell me about that.
Yeah. So she's tight.
Yeah,
she's really tight pensioner, and she doesn't like to spend money. And I said, listen, we're in Vegas. You're going to be here once. Like, let's, red or black, let's go and, let's do it. And she was like, well, you give me the 200. I'm like, well, if I give you the 200, you won't know what it's like to bet your pension in Vegas. And she's like, that's okay. And I'm like, no, you don't understand the concept here. So we just, but she was game ball, Nikki. That's the thing. She was like, she's just up for it, man. She was just a great sport and a real inspiration for
people.
And
I haven't seen that. Did she win? I mean, has that been
here? She won in Vegas.
Won. How much did she win?
She won $400. The shortest gambling career ever. Honestly.
Well, get in and get out. That's
absolutely
what they say.
Absolutely.
We have a clip here. It's when you made her sit on a 14-foot alligator.
Absolutely.
Jeez. Have a listen to this.
Did you ever think that you would sit on the back of a 14-foot gator?
Never. Took a lot of courage from me to do that.
But you did it.
I did it, yeah.
Okay, now we're going to let go and let it run.
Oh, no, Jesus, you're not.
Did you ever think that you would sit on the back of a 14-foot?
I had it on loop there. Yeah, 14-foot alligator. And she wasn't scared. She didn't. Did she care?
Do you know what? She did my head in that day, because she was standing while I went in to get the alligator. And because she's my mum, she kept going, watch out now, don't do this and don't do that. And it was very hard to to she kind of distracted me a lot.
Right.
So she's used to just watching me do stuff on telly, you know.
Yeah. And someone said to me about a taser gun.
Yeah, she shot me with a taser gun out in California.
But seriously, she shot you with a taser gun?
Yeah, I didn't think she'd do it, Nikki. Like, it was a double bluff. I thought, oh, this will be funny. And then she decided, no, I will shoot him with a taser gun. And she quite enjoyed it, I think, to be honest. Like, she.
Well, there's two questions on that. What does it feel like for you to be shot with a taser gun?
It's kind of like a cramp. You ever get a cramp in your leg in bed after playing a game of football or something?
Loads of times.
It's like that, but all over your body.
Right.
And
do you fall to the floor?
You go like a rod, and then you just fall over on your back, and you're... Honestly, the guy said to me it's quite impressive because he's seen people getting tasered before, but I was the only one that was able to talk while being tasered. And I was just like, make it stop. And he was like, that's really impressive because most people lose the ability to speak. But I was determined.
The response in the UK is, in particular as well, has been great from the show,
hasn't it?
It's been
brilliant because that's the thing. Like, I always kind of felt that it would do very well here.
Yeah.
But you don't know about the UK. You don't know, will they get it? Will they warm to it? But I think everyone just has a mum and everyone gets that relationship and they love it. It's done really well for us over there. So we're delighted.
Listen, I'm absolutely delighted. I love Annie Boy. Great success story. Sorry, moving on to this now. We have a competition that we want to play with you because it's all about your mammy. So we thought we'd do a question and we'd give you... kids' names, famous kids' names, as being the parent is famous. Am I explaining this right? Do you understand this competition?
Yeah, I'm going to be awful at it.
Listen, I'm going to be awful at explaining this. So let me get my tension bed, Baz. And you've sat in this chair a few times, haven't you? And do you miss it?
No. It's a lot of stress. It's like walking around 2FM is like walking around in an ex-girlfriend's house.
I know
where the knicker drawer is, but I'm not going near it. That's kind of...
Right, and on that topic.
God, you have a spotlight and everything.
Yes.
Scary.
You getting nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to name the kid and you're going to name the famous mummy.
Shoot, yeah.
You ready? Very fast. Ireland.
Ireland? Famous mummy. No idea. No idea.
No, it's not no idea. It's Kim Basinger. Willow. Is it Willow Sage?
Oh, Jared, Will Smith.
Correct or Karong? That's Karong. Yeah. No, it's Pink. Rocco and Lourdes. Rocco and Lourdes.
Jordan.
No, that's Madonna. Rocco J and Gia.
Rocco J and Gia. You.
Yes, but I'm not the mommy. It's Georgina. Shiloh and Maddox.
Oh, Brad Pitt and Angelina.
Yes, we only need the mommy.
Yeah.
Cruz and Harper.
You need the mummy.
Yes.
Harper, Beckham, Victoria.
Yes. Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy. Who? I have no idea.
That's Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yes.
Blue Ivy.
Okay.
Right.
Moses and Apple.
Moses and Apple. No one's called their kid Apple, did they? I thought your one Harper 7. I thought that was out there. Joe 90.
They
no
consciously
idea.
Uncoupled very, very, very recently.
No.
No, okay.
Who?
Gwyneth Paltrow. Your Majesty.
Your Majesty. You're taking the mickey. Really? Yeah. Your Majesty. Your Majesty.
Your Majesty. Here's a new TV show.
I've no idea.
Yeah, it's we don't know her name. It was Jermaine Jackson. We don't know the mommy's name.
I remember seeing that on telly.
We're just going to go with Mrs. Jackson. Okay, Theodora Ada Field.
Robin Williams.
Not Robin Williams. Robbie Williams. I'll give you that.
God. Do you know what? I was doing so badly there that everyone outside was trying to mouth them to me.
Yeah, how many
I'm
did
so
he get?
I'm so sorry.
You got four.
I got four. That's
one,
poor,
two, three, four,
it?
Five, six. I feel like Larry Gogan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Pass. You win a 2FM Biro. We don't say Biro nowadays, do we? Pen. It's a pen, Michael, producer. Michael. Come on. Right, Baz, listen, thanks a million for coming in.
When can we watch
it? When is it on?
It's on every Monday night on Sky 1 at 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was just looking through some more notes here. The taser's fantastic. And do you miss radio?
I do miss radio. Actually, you know, I love slagging it off, but no, I had a great time in here, and I do miss radio. There's a lot of banter, and I love the show. Well done, Will.
Oh, thank you.
I'm delighted for you.
And
guys.
Jenny, you're a big friend of Jenny Green. She's not
into Monday. Disgusted she's not here.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Skrillex and all that nonsense she used to make me listen to. So yeah, you tell her I said hello.
I will do. Yeah. In fact, you know what? I know she's back in the country. She really should have came in. Actually,
I was lazy.
Yeah, she is
always
lazy.
A bit lazy.
It is, and she did leave us. She said she was in the swimming pool this morning. So anyway, listen, we have a text in, but it says morning, Nikki. Something more anymore, but anyway, Nikki Abbas, 50 Ways to Kill Your Mammy is the best thing I've ever seen on telly. Some mammy to have, I'd love to meet her. I'd say she's gas. Baz must be so proud of her. And that goes in from Martina in Leash.
I am. I can't tell you how proud I am. And I love that people love her, you know, because everyone loves their mum. But having the whole country loving your mum, it's a buzz, I have to say. So I am.
She's a celebrity now, isn't she?
She's the famous one. Do you know what I mean?
She'll be coming up with 50 Ways to Kill her son now.
She doesn't fire me. That's more to the point. But there you go. Yeah.
Baz Ashmawi, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Here's Meghan Trainor on 2FM.